Under the new zoning proposal, towers as tall as 400 feet could rise up just a few blocks south of Lake Union, almost twice as high as currently allowed. But Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn says it's only if builders agree to help the county buy up farms or forest land outside the city and keep it agricultural. McGinn says developers are already pushing for the changes.
We will give them the capacity to add more height in this area in exchange for buying up those development rights. And what the city gets in return is we get a portion of the tax revenues, the new tax revenues from those new property values that would flow to the county, get to be invested here in the city.
The extra revenue would help pay for infrastructure to support the added density from new apartments or office towers in South Lake Union. There are some provisions in the legislation to preserve iconic views. For example, only one tower would be allowed per block in areas closest to the lake. But Mayor McGinn says sacrificing some views is worth it.
We actually did do quite a bit to identify the view corridors and protect views to the Space Needle. You know, but the fact of the matter is that there's a lot of benefits towards the increased growth, and if we preserved everybody's view, we wouldn't have new growth.
Andy says the deal would help preserve surrounding forests and farmland that can improve quality of life by providing local food for the city while helping keep the air and water clean. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.